Back Together, written by Shadow of Castiel, read by Tiny Pink Mouse. Castiel felt the first touch of Gabriel's hand against his wing, gentle hands touching and manipulating strong flight feathers eagerly. Castiel watched the other angel, plump lips parted as Gabriel's brows pulled down low over hungry green eyes. "It's been so long," Gabriel said with a sigh. Castiel didn't reply, knowing that Gabriel meant contact with another angel, as well as it being a long time since they'd spent time alone together. He remembered how it used to be, before Gabriel had left. Changed his name, his face, entered his own witness protection program, and disappeared from heaven and Castiel's existence. Things had been easier then. Embraced in each other's love and protection, knowing what it meant to an angel to groom another's wings. It was the ultimate sign of love and trust between angels, and neither Gabriel nor Castiel had allowed another to touch their wings since they'd started a relationship in heaven, before Gabriel had left. "I'm glad we're back together again," Gabriel said, as though reading the other angel's mind, and perhaps he had. "So am I," Castiel replied, dipping his head in a nod. Castiel closed his eyes and shuddered when Gabriel skimmed his hand over the surface of his wing, fingers reaching for his wingtips and gently caressing them. The powerful archangel manipulated the feathers, stroking against stiff flight feathers and downy soft feathers beneath, and Castiel leant into him, lips parted and soft breathing cutting the air gently. Gabriel's green eyes flickered up to meet Castiel's blue ones. Amusement held deep within his mischievous gaze, and he stroked the other angel's wings purposefully, running his fingers more deeply into his lover's wing, pushing through swaths of feathers and spreading the natural oil over them. Castiel's hands were a heavy weight upon Gabriel's hips suddenly, as the angel pressed his warm, silken lips against Gabriel's, stealing kiss after kiss, as though he were about to be denied them. Gabriel didn't deny him, nor did he push him away. Instead he allowed Castiel to kiss him, opening his mouth beneath the other angel's onslaught, before he felt Castiel's hips pushed roughly against his own. He felt Castiel's erection through both layers of their pants, rubbing alongside his own hard shaft, and he buffeted back, back arching as wings snapped across the room to brush lightly against Castiel's. They both groaned loudly in mutual arousal, hands grappling uselessly with hips and sides, hips buffeting and grinding one against the other awkwardly. Finally, Gabriel took control of the situation, pushing heftily against Castiel's body until the other angel was against the wall, wings still unfurled and supported by the bricks behind him. Gabriel ground his hips against Castiel's, feeling the support of the wall behind his lover, and felt Castiel grind back. Their breaths mingled as they thrust and dry-humped against one another, wings rubbing pleasurably together as easily as their hips did. Gabriel was the first to come, head thrown back as his grace leaked from his mouth and eyes, Castiel's name lost in amongst garbled Enochian as he filled his boxers with hot spurts of his cum. Castiel leaned into Gabriel greedily, bathing in the powerful archangel's grace, hips still grinding purposefully against Gabriel's. Finally, when Gabriel's afterglow started to fade, Castiel found release, hot sticky cum spurting out of his pulsing dick to stain the cotton fabric of his boxers. Gabriel's name was a chant, a mantra held in perfect grace, flowing from his mouth, eyes shut tight against the pure sensations flowing through him. For the first time in a long time, Castiel felt glad to exist, held in the arms of an angel, someone who'd truly know what it felt like to be an angel, someone he hoped would return for more and wouldn't leave again.